Nelson Case, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Radio City, New York, on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Pat Patrick as Ursel Twing, and our special guest, Lana Turner. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, thank you, thank you. This is Shade Girl McCarthy and Vacuum Pack Bergen. Oh, I'm glad I'm alive. I don't know, just glad I'm alive.
Well, that's fine. Charlie, I was told that yesterday...
Yeah?
The police brought you home in a squad car.
Oh. I'm dead.
Yes. Tell me, what is it all about, Charlie?
Well, Bergen, that's... It's a long story, Bergen.
Yes.
It's a long story. And a dirty one.
Yeah, I believe that. Young man, I'm going to get the truth out of you if it kills me.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, we all have to go sometime.
Well, no matter what you've done, young man, remember, I feel that I must share in your guilt.
You do?
Yes.
Say, you certainly were a naughty boy yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah. What did you do yesterday, Charlie?
Well, you know Squirrel Puss, my pal.
Yes.
Squirrel Puss and, oh, there he is.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, we rode down Fifth Avenue in a bus, you know. Went to the end of the line.
Yes.
Educational.
Yes, yes, I know.
And then the driver gets off the bus to get in and get a cup of coffee.
I see. Oh, you two sat there.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's when it happened.
What happened?
Well, I was just sitting there, see?
Yes.
With one foot on the throttle.
I see.
Minding my own business.
Oh, of course, yes, yes. And,
Yeah.
Yes.
If I can get past this point, I'm all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And what was your own business?
Trying to figure out what makes the bus go.
Yes, I see.
I figured it was educational.
Yes, of course, yes, yes. You sort of tinkered around with the dashboard.
That's right. Little tinker that I am.
Yes, yes.
And the first thing we knew, the trees were going past the bus.
I see. You mean you were moving?
Well, either that or the trees were on wheels.
I see. Well, that's awful. You're not familiar with New York traffic rules. Did you go through any red lights?
No, no, no. We took them with us.
I see. Well, I hope you had the bus under control.
Oh, we did that. But it was the road that got away from us.
I see.
We were going lickety-split, lickety-split.
Yeah. And what happened?
My lickety-split.
Oh, I see. Well, didn't it occur to you that you should have stopped the bus?
Oh, we did. And as soon as we opened the door, about 20 people got on.
Yes.
And they all dropped money in the kitty.
In the kitty?
Yes.
Oh, I see. And did you get off?
What, and leave all that dough?
Oh, I see.
I shall never forget the day as long as I live. Just wonderful.
Did you have a load?
No, we were cold sober.
What happened?
Well, then we took a shortcut through Central Park.
Yes.
And we ran into a squadron of pedestrians flying at low altitude.
Yes. Any casualties?
There were two direct hits and two unconfirmed.
I see.
One of them must have been very nervous. Very nervous.
Why?
He went all to pieces.
Oh.
And then we made our first mistake.
Oh, then you made your first mistake.
Yeah. We started through a tunnel.
Yeah, a tunnel.
Yeah. This we shouldn't have done.
No, no, no.
I hollered, low bridge.
Low bridge.
But the bus forgot to duck.
I see. You tried to sandwich your way through.
Exactly, sir.
Yes.
The bus went in a double-decker.
Yeah.
And came out an open face.
I see. Well... If there was any doubt about getting through the tunnel, why didn't you drive around it?
Bergen, that is the coward's way out.
I see. And that's when you got mixed up with the police.
Yes. They proved not to be not only New York's finest, but New York's fastest.
I see.
And, oh, by the by, Bergen.
Yes?
You have a date at the police station tomorrow.
I do.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. You know what that means, don't you, Charlie?
Yeah. Your hotel worries are over.
Yes, I see.
Noble and the orchestra now play Ray's special arrangement of I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. Anita Gordon sings now, A Gal in Calico, accompanied by Ray Noble and his orchestra.
She's a gal in calico, down in Santa Fe. Used to have a Sunday boat, but he rode away. Does he want her? Does he want her love? Yes, sirree. Will he win her? Will he win her love? Wait and see. Now he's with the rodeo, goes from town to town. He's most every kind of gal, every kind of gown. But who made his heart sing? Yippee-i, yippee-o, his little gal in calico.
Christmas dreaming. Oh, my. Oh, bungle, bungle, bungle. I don't want to lead a conga. No.
Hello, Mortimer.
Oh, bingo, bango, bungle. I'm happy.
Yeah, I see that. Well, why are you so happy?
Well, don't tell nobody.
No, I won't. No.
But, I think the love bug snuck up on me.
No.
Yeah.
The love bug?
Yeah.
Well, what makes you think so?
Well, I met a beautiful girl.
You did? Well.
And every time I think of her, I get all covered with goose pickles.
Yeah.
That's a sure sign.
Yeah. Well, Mortimer, you've always been so bashful.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And you mean you're really interested in girls?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Well, that's fine.
I reckon I'm starting to sow my wild oatmeal.
Oatmeal, yeah.
That's fine,
yeah. Well, love is a wonderful thing. You've heard that saying that it's love that makes the world go round, haven't you?
No. How does it go?
Well, that's it.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Wasn't much to it, was there?
No.
Nearly missed it.
Yeah. However, my advice is to be cautious.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, a clever girl can make a fool out of you.
Well, what have I got to lose?
How did you happen to meet this girl?
Well, she's working in one of them big compartment stores.
I see.
Downtown.
Yes.
And I sort of smiled at her.
You smiled at her?
Yeah, and you know what she did?
No.
She smiled back.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
She smiled back at you?
Yeah, I see.
And what did you say to her?
Oh, I ain't said nothing yet.
Oh, I see.
When I look at her, my tongue gets all... <blurry. laughs>
Well, what?
Tongue gets kind of pigeon-toed.
Pigeon-toed, yeah. You can't talk.
No, that's it. I'm unspeakable.
Unspeakable, yeah. Well, it's plain to see that you've fallen pretty hard for her.
Yeah.
And does she go for you?
Well, she don't go nowhere.
Oh, I see.
No, she just don't go nowhere. She just stands there in the store window.
In the store window?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Mortimer, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but the girl is a dummy.
No, I don't care. I don't want no girl that's smarter than me.
No, I... what I mean is, she's a mannequin.
No, she's a girlikin.
Yeah. Mortimer, falling in love with a department store dummy, how did you ever become so stupid?
Well... love can do it to anybody.
Yes, I guess you know.
Hey, Ray.
Yes, Tom, what is it?
I was looking through Bergen's airplane luggage, and guess what I found?
An airplane?
Oh, no. No, some of Bergen's old love letters.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh,
yes. You know, this stuff makes Forever Amber sound like Winnie the Pooh.
Well, Charlie, that's not cricket, old boy. You shouldn't have opened them.
Yeah, well, these letters are so hot, they steam themselves open.
I say, Charlie, you know, they must be old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that means a rare stamp.
Yeah.
Yes, well, is it early air mail?
No, early Pony Express, I think.
There you are. They're really old. They must be a collector's item.
Yeah, and I'm the little item that's going to collect on them, too.
Oh, no, I shouldn't. I really shouldn't. Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Come on, Ray. I'll let you read a couple of lines for 10 cents.
No, Charlie. I wouldn't want to be a peeping Thomas.
No. Right this way, folks. Right this way. Get them while they're hot.
Charlie, what are you selling?
Bergen's old love letters, Anita. Here, 10 cents a peek, huh?
Oh, that's pretty high, isn't it?
Well, I'll let you smell the envelope for a nickel. I have a special on today here somewhere. Let's see. Yeah, read this right here. Read that.
Okay.
For nothing, you can read that.
Ed, dear, that day in the Nickelodeon when you smiled at me and snapped your bow tie... You made me the happiest girl in the world.
I say, oh boy, really.
Snapped his bow tie.
What'd he do?
Racy stuff, isn't it?
Charlie!
Careful. Charlie, I want those letters. What are you doing with them?
You didn't. No. You can have them, Bergen, for $5.
For $5?
Yeah.
What do you take me for?
$5, I hope you.
Why, that's nothing short of blackmail.
Well, shall we call it a new type of old age security?
No, we won't. Why, if I were to give in to your demands, I'd be an idiot.
Then it's settled.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't, and I won't pay it.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, no, I won't.
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 Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Welcoming in the New Year. New Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of a thousand invitations you received. Ah, oh, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes a jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year? New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm supposed I'd ever be the one you out of the thousand invitations you'll receive. Oh, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve.
I just got to get those letters back from Charlie,
oh,
Ray.
I should say so, Edgar. I wouldn't let the little chiseler get away with that. No. I'd figure out something.
Well, you know, Ray, I was just thinking. Yeah. Lana Turner's in town for the opening of her new MGM Pictures, Cass Timberlane and Green Dolphin Street.
Oh, yes.
Now, if she would only work on Charlie...
Yes.
But of course she wouldn't, though.
Oh, but I would.
Why, Lana Turner...
Look, Edgar, about those letters. Now, if you really want them back...
Oh, I do. I do. Of course I do.
Well, then just call the boy over.
Call? I'd be glad to do that. Charlie, look who's here.
Why, Lana, my little filly.
Why, McCarthy, my Charlie horse. Tell me, have you been having fun traveling around the country?
Yes, in a way, but it's a long road that has no Turner.
Charlie... Charlie, I don't think it's right for you to ask Edgar to pay you to return his letters.
Yeah, but what's really wrong with that? Nothing.
Well, after all, you shouldn't bite the hand that you're feeding.
Yeah. But the money, it isn't for myself, really. It's for the starving.
Oh, who's starving?
My piggy bank.
Well, with that attitude, you'll never be a success.
How do you like that? Still in knee pants and already a failure.
Charlie... Let's see where all this is going to lead.
How?
Now, look, you let me look at your hand and see what the future holds for you.
Oh, yeah. See what the future holds for both of us. Who taught you to read hands?
The lady from 29 Palms.
Oh, cut.
My Charlie, I've never seen such lines.
And may I say the same about you?
Why, your fingers are all the same shape.
All the same shape, yeah. It's what we call five of a kind, isn't it?
Your index finger's a little flat, though.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that has a meaning.
Oh, it has a meaning.
There's a lesson there.
Oh, there certainly is. I'll never stick it in a ringer again. Now about my heart line. What are you telling me about?
Well, wait until I untangle it.
It's a mess, ain't it?
Why, Charlie, you have two of them.
Yeah, one couldn't take all the traffic here. What is this little thing right here? What's that little
thing? Oh, that's the girdle of Venus.
The girdle of Venus. So the old girl's getting a little chunky, eh?
Oh, I see some trouble for you in the near future.
Yes.
I see you're involved in something dishonest, Charlie.
No.
Yes, why, you're selling your future for a mess of pottage.
Do tell, do tell. What's pottage selling for these days?
Well, I don't think I can get much more out of your hand.
Oh, but try, Lana. Try squeezing it.
Now, about Edgar's love letter.
Yes?
You're going to be a good boy and give them to Lana, aren't you?
No.
Oh, come on, Charlie. Be noble.
Oh, I say, did somebody call me?
Oh, no, Ray. I'm reading Charlie's palm.
Oh.
Oh, do you believe in palmistry?
Well, a phrenologist read my head once, you know. But frankly, I think there's nothing in it.
I see you have a well-developed bump here. Now, that's what is called a bump of curiosity.
Oh, that is? Well, I got that trying to look over a transom.
And what's this bump? A gift from your mother-in-law?
Yes. Isn't his head an unusual shape, I think?
Well, yes, yeah. I've often thought of having it, shall we say, re-blocked.
Well, we kill that for you. Oh, we got a lot more good ones, Leo. I wish you'd quit talking about your head, Ray. You're always making a mountain out of a molehill.
No, but seriously, I mean, reading the bumps on one's head is just terribly fascinating, I think. How does one learn it?
Well, I'll tell you, Ray.
Yes?
You start out in a small way.
Yes?
Reading warts on a pickle.
I say, that's rather good, isn't it, don't you think? Warts on a pickle. Well, that's really a dilly.
Stop, Miss Merkin Gherkin.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, please, Ray, Charlie's palm.
Oh, very well, then. But would you promise to read my palm sometime?
All right. Yes. You come back in about 20 years.
How awfully nice of you. Morning or afternoon?
Oh, how... How about tiffin time?
Oh, wonderful.
Late tiffin.
Now, Charlie, there's Talana, aren't you?
No.
Yes, it's me, Iris, the swing friend.
Yeah.
And I'm here because rumor has it... simmer down. Rumor has it that there are some love letters for sale.
That's right. Yeah, what do you want them for?
Well, I buy love stories that are just full of romance and sadness to appear in my magazine, True Goo.
True? I never heard of it.
I used to be with the magazine Looky Looky.
Looky Looky.
Yes, and after that I changed the name to Drip Drip and I tried to sell it to Fawcett Publications.
Well.
Yeah.
Bloop Bleep.
Oh, that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
But we're going to start a weekly news magazine. No.
Oh, like Newsweek?
No, guess again.
More like Time?
Not Time either. No. It's 50% better than Time. We're going to call it a Time and a Half.
I see.
And you mean you'd print Edgar's personal love letters?
Well, I wouldn't print anything that I wouldn't want my little old Aunt Hetty to read.
Say, how is your little Aunt Hetty?
Oh, do you know her at all?
No, I don't know her.
Oh, you don't know her? Well, she's a pin-up girl in a Second Street bowling alley.
Oh, I know.
Tell me, do you write up news stories or love stories?
Well, love stories are really my long suit.
Oh, so that's her long suit, isn't
it? Well, not exactly my long suit either, because my long suit is at the cleaners. Well, it's not funny. I'm having a chocolate eclair removed from the pocket.
Well, you don't look like the romantic type at all.
Why don't you try a spoon and a fork?
Oh, well, no, of course not.
You really don't look like the romantic type.
I don't.
Throw it to them again.
Tell me, are you in love? Am I in love?
Oh,
no, not me. I found love a snare and a delusion.
Well, tell us what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. There's no place here for smart Alex. I was in line. You're no exception either.
No.
And just pay attention. I was in love with Teresa, the bearded lady, but she gave me the brush.
Well.
Well, did she mean a great deal to you?
Oh, for goodness sakes, my gosh, yeah. But another fellow stole her. She was the light of my life.
Why, the bolt snatcher.
Yeah.
What about buying these letters? You know, the public will just eat this stuff up.
Eat them up?
Yeah.
Oh, eat them up. That reminds me, it's time for brunch. Goodbye.
I'd like to see him go.
Mm-hmm. Now, Charlie, you can see that you can't sell those letters.
Yeah.
And something tells me you're going to give them to me.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do something, Lana, really?
Yes, am I getting warm?
No, but I am.
Are you going to give the letters to me for nothing?
No.
For a kiss.
Yes. Yeah, I'm all ready. Tell me, is my pucker on straight?
Mm. Oh, Charlie.
Phone LaGuardia Field, boys. I'm coming in for a landing.
The Charlie McCarthy Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.